Hello, Kim.
Well, hi, Russell. How are you doing?
Shaking.
Oh, a little bit, right? Oh, my gosh. Did you just win this?
It was about a week ago, Saturday.
And it's still hitting you, huh?
Yes. I drive a truck, so.
Oh, gotcha.
I got the ticket.
Got to keep it safe till you could get in here, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me about when you got your ticket, where you were when you scratched it and figured out you won $100,000.
Casey's General Store, DeWitt, Iowa.
Yeah, so you just got it there. Did you scratch it inside? Did you leave? Or?
Actually, scratched just the little thing that tells you you're a winner and put it under the machine.
Yeah.
I didn't scratch the ticket until later.
Just to kind of verify, right?
Right, and the little gal on the counter says, because, like, you know, I was going to cash it in. And the little gal on the counter said that she couldn't cash it, you know, at the store.
A little too big.
Right, because she says, you won $100,000, and of course, you know, get weak at the knees and hair stands up on your arm.
Just a little bit, right? Just a little bit.
A little bit. It's life-changing. Even this amount doesn't seem like a whole bunch, but...
It is.
It's paying for my dooley.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I got to ask, what made you pick the star ticket? That's one of our new ones.
Yes, it is. That's why. Mm-hmm. I like playing the new ones. And I also, you know, look through the ticket thing,
mm-hmm.
and I don't buy any that's got half the tickets gone already.
Right.
I try to buy the ones that's full.
So do you know then that you're the first top prize winner on that game?
No.
You are.
On the new game, the star?
Yeah, there's 8 top prizes of $100,000, and you're the very first winner in it.
Wow, that's great.
And
where's the other ones?
Well, they're to be found yet. Maybe you'll go find those too. I mean,
I'm hoping so, but driving the truck, yep.
I was going to say, yeah, you can stop kind of here and there. And
that's what I do.
So do you just drive in Iowa or across the U.S.?
No, I cross the U.S. I live in DeWitt, Iowa, so I buy the tickets and then I'll take off. And then, you know, if I win, at least I'm coming back home.
Right.
Now, when I win in Montana or, you know, South Dakota,
mm-hmm.
if I win any substantial amount, I've got to go over there to claim it, you know.
Make a trip.
So
yeah.
I try to keep it home.
Well, that's very smart planning. So I think you sign that bad boy right away when you realize you're a winner, right?
Right. You bet.
Oh, my gosh. So did you, like, share the news with anybody yet?
Just family.
Yeah? What do they think about all this?
Well, they couldn't happen to a better brother.
That's good.
You know.
So are you married then or just you?
No, just me.
Gotcha. And do you mind if I ask how old you are?
64.
Awesome. And
young.
Who you, exactly? Who do you truck for?
C&W Trucking out of Bettendorf, Iowa.
Gotcha. Have you told work yet?
Yes, I have told the owner's mother.
Yeah.
And my dispatcher.
What do they think?
Well, when I called in for a check call, my dispatcher, he goes, are you calling in with your 2-week notice? And I said, no. If it had another zero, I would be.
Right.
$100,000, I can't quit.
Yeah, unfortunately. It takes a little bit more than that sometimes, but it gets you closer.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, I'm 64, so what, this 3 more years I'll be done?
Right.
This helps that out a lot.
Absolutely. So what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to pay off the minivan and credit card and probably camp fish the rest of the summer.
There you go. That's a nice way, relaxing way to use that.
It is. Going to put it away, and then when I come in off the road, I'll take 2 or 3 days off and go camping. Not have to worry about where I'm going to pick up soda bottles and stuff to pay for it.
Great. Sounds like an awesome summer to me. Nice.
It is.
Relaxing and just...
Yeah, we're going to check out the Palisades Park outside of Cedar Rapids here on the way back. We've been there several times, but we haven't been there for a while.
Gotcha. Well, hopefully you get there for... I think it's raining everywhere today, but...
Not here so far.
Not yet. Okay, well, that's good. I saw a bunch of thunderstorms up north, and I got a lot of family and friends up there.
Right.
Like, I'd rather have rain than snow. Yeah, me too.
We're supposed to get 1 to 3 Sunday.
Yeah, well, it's spring in Iowa, right?
I know. It's kind of the longest ones I've lived in, you know, since I've been up here.
So do you think you're going to keep playing, maybe try a different game, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do have a girlfriend, and we're adamant about, you know, scratch-offs.
What did she think about all this? How did you even break the news to her?
It's her minivan we're paying off, so she's very happy.
So how did you, like, tell the news to her? I always like to know how people, like, hey, honey, like, this has happened, and they're like, sure it did.
sent a picture.
Yeah? Did you say anything, or you just sent the picture?
Picture.
Did it take her very long to process?
Got a phone call and wanting to see the back of the card. You know how them gag ones are going around?
Oh, gosh, yes.
So she wanted a picture of the back of the card.
Can't say I blame her. Got to make sure, right?
Right.
Oh, that's fabulous. Is she there with you today?
Yes, but she's over shopping.
What, you think you want 100 grand?
She's got all kinds of shopping around it, so she's over.
Oh, yeah.
Over there somewhere waiting for me.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations to you, Russell. Enjoy
your
appreciate it. And who knows, maybe you'll be back again. So
I hope so. You know, she plays all the new games and gives. When we buy tickets, we buy for each other.
Okay.
We scratch them all pretty much the same time, so.
Right.
She gets them, she brings them to me. If I get them, I bring them to her.
Right. So was the one you got, was that one she bought for you?
No, I bought them and then.
Okay. Gotcha.
I just happen to keep the right one, I guess.
You knew the lucky one. And today's Friday the 13th. What a great surprise.
I know. Hopefully it gives me good luck for 13 years or so.
Oh, that'd be fabulous, right? Just don't break any mirrors or anything like that, right?
No.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Russell. Enjoy and have a wonderful weekend.
All right, Kim.
All right.
I appreciate it very much.
You bet.
Have a great weekend.
You too.